You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, ooh, that's a fine
cameo.
Time for a cameo.
It actually said get food from the vet.
Oh,
but I thought cameo was funny.
It would have been cool if you actually like, had a cameo alert.
I have a cameo alert on my phone because I've
all the time.
I might have one. I wouldn't know because it's been a long time.
I've been
time.
Sending so many for free, man. I keep forgetting.
Come on, man.
Yeah, the heyday is over. The golden age of like, oh man, I got all these four requests, five requests. Nothing.
Tony's on
months.
Cameo now.
I'm on Cameo.
Are
I actually have one
bubble.
Pending at the moment.
Really? Let's do it right now.
Yeah.
Let's do it right now.
Whip
right
it
now.
Out.
Come on. We don't want to forget.
All right.
At this point, we're just having a conversation.
Yeah, we're just
that's right. Yeah. A
couple of buds.
Haven't opened Cameo in years.
Really?
Taking a long time.
Did you not get requests or you just.
I haven't gotten requests in a long time.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Someone gave me a bad review or something. I don't know. Mm. Or did I just like exhaust the number of people who actually would want to pay for Cameo?
Yeah, that's probably it.
Maybe you price yourself out. How high did you go up? That was if we're gonna be frank.
I think
Juju came in a little too high.
What did Juju come in with?
$69.99.
Oh damn, that's a great
joke.
Number.
Yeah,
joke. But, a great number though. Great
yeah,
number.
Yeah, but
has he landed one?
I don't know.
I got all the way up to I think 50.
Yeah.
You know, my thing was just
App still hasn't opened by the way.
Ooh, you got some?
Yeah, I got an alert saying motion detected.
Oh,
somebody saw the what's it called? The garage door open
somebody
and they ran over.
Yeah,
hold on. You know, I can hold to talk too, right?
Mm. Like, hey,
who's there?
Halt.
Hey,
yeah. A is good.
Halt.
A will always get somebody to look up.
Hey, they run
hey.
Off.
Like, what?
It's got to be sharp, right? Hey,
hey,
hey.
There, that's a great A.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good at that.
Anybody will stop on that.
Yeah, like whatever, even if they're doing something they're supposed to be doing. Yeah, like, oh, no.
Yeah, I was supposed to be doing this.
What about yo?
No.
Hey yo.
Ooh. No.
Ooh, wow,
no.
Double.
Yeah.
That's the, that gives off like that's a positive. It. Like that's like my friend calling me. Hey yo.
Hey yo.
No.
Hey yo doesn't give off.
Tone.
What am
not
I doing
one.
Here?
No. Not with that tone.
The sharp. It's the sharp A yo.
The sharp A yo is like yo. You're really doing something. A is just
like I told you A once, and A yo is the second. One.
That's the
a friendly A yo has like four O's on it, and the and you guys are talking about it's like one O.
Yeah.
Guys, I'd like to have a conversation with you if this is a safe place.
I don't know, man. It might not be.
I believe it is.
Not fun being Stugatz, I learned today.
Really?
Why is
five
that?
On one in any argument. It's disorienting.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what? It's not that it's not fun being Stugatz. It's not being fun being Stugatz without a Billy. You needed a Billy.
There was no one there for
me. I was kind of here.
No,
we're talking
all.
About the McDermott conversation,
yeah,
right?
Happened.
Going for it. Yeah.
Yeah. No one was there for me.
No.
I feel like you needed a Billy. You
not
needed
fun
someone.
Being a minority getting shouted down.
Mm-hmm.
Sure isn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are kind of like living. I know I'm like going to the other side now. I'm like pinning you over there, but it's an old way of thinking. Like that field goals is not a thing anymore. You go for it.
Mm. It's pinning you down now. It's six on one.
Yeah, but what you guys are saying is like revolutionary. You should do this crazy thing. And what you're really advocating for is do the thing that's most probable. So it's not really risky.
Right.
the
go with the numbers always.
Yeah, like, I mean,
well, then what you're doing is not as risky as you think it is.
But it is.
But it's not. You're going for the most probable thing.
That's true. Billy's actually, that's a good point. Like, people think they're, like, taking chances, but it's like, oh, you're just doing the safest thing every single time?
No, but they are taking chances. The chance they're taking is that if it doesn't go right, because we know it's not on 100% proposition, that everyone will call you a reckless moron. And that's what they're up against. They're not up against failure. They're up against the fallout from failure. So that's why, even though the numbers say go for it, you kick, because if you kick and you lose in overtime, nobody is going to say you lost this game.
I'm dead already. You're just shooting me now. Like, it was six on one. Now you're just kicking
I'm
your body on the floor,
I'm defending
peeing
you.
On
he's
me.
Defending you.
I'm making
I feel like my corpse was just peed on.
He's so disoriented. He doesn't know that we're actually defending
I don't even
him.
Know where I am anymore. He's what day is it?
Urine soaked over there.
What a finale, huh, for Only Murders?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's so good.
I haven't seen
it's
the last.
Wednesday. Came well,
it's
out Wednesday. Yesterday.
Oh, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it because.
Yeah, you're, a busy
you're waiting
man.
For it. You're yeah. waiting for
man.
It. I like that.
I'm always late. It's funny. I have to watch like 3 episodes in a row at one point.
I like that.
They're very bingeable, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a short.
In
like,
and out.
The short episode is a good thing.
It
huh?
is. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's because it's kind of a drama. It's a. Is it?
Dramedy.
It's a dramedy. Yeah. Exactly what it is. A little pinch of mystery.
Anything that has Martin Short is a comedy.
Oh, he's so good at
he's
it.
He's funny.
He's so great. Good.
He's so funny.
He's the star. Is yeah. Hope he wins an Emmy.
No, Brazos is a star.
Man. No,
you
he's
think Brazos
not.
Is a
Brazos
star?
Is not the star.
I haven't seen a second of the show. I've like read a little about it, but I guarantee
but
you
the
without...
the finale came out yesterday.
Right.
But he hasn't seen it.
I just haven't watched the show at all. Yeah, I haven't seen it. I guarantee you Martin Short is playing some sort of like flamboyant character, right? I
don't naturally.
That's just like his thing.
Is he flamboyant?
He's a bit of a kook.
I feel like it's a lot more toned down than the standard flamboyant Martin Short that you're thinking.
It could be, but he's nailing it.
He's an eccentric.
He's an eccentric, yes.
Yes.
Chris, his character is like a Broadway producer.
An off-Broadway producer.
An off-Broadway producer.
I failed, so I nailed it.
Oh, failed? No, no, no.
Yeah.
Not failed. He's had a lot of successes.
No.
He's had some things that haven't really matriculated, but
more failure than success.
Well,
spectacular failure.
It was a huge failure.
Yes,
that's the problem.
Spectacular.
He had a huge, huge, huge failure.
Was it a flop or did something offensive happen?
Well, in a sense, it was.
Yes. In the almost
the
literal
splash
sense of the
splat.
Word. Splash.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a penis involved.
No.
Splash.
This is a classy show.
Splash 2, actually.
Did I take it somewhere? Sorry.
I meant this podcast is a classy show.
Yeah.
How about, hey, by the way.
Can we end this post-game show?
Let me just say real quick.
We still got more in the tank. We still got more in the tank.
One more thing.
Just one more thing.
We did the.
That's what the post game show
driving,
should be called.
Chris, just
one
so
more
know.
Thing.
That's true. You're still driving us, Chris.
Yeah.
The thing is, Chris is driving. We're in the back talking.
Yeah, we're backseat drivers.
And we want to like continue talking, but we don't want him to park yet.
He's up the driveway now.
Yeah.
We're looking for a parking space.
Right.
He's gonna
crowded day at the mall.
Turn his key like a Neanderthal, and then pull it out.
Lots of people at H&M.
Jingles and stuff.
We have our blinker on. Someone is getting in their car, but they're taking forever.
Ooh, someone just took the spot.
Damn it. All right.
When you guys are going in your car and you're leaving a spot and you see someone waiting to get there, do you like rush? Because I like panic. I'm like, I got to go. I don't put on my seatbelt. I didn't do anything. And I'm like, I almost crashed into cars.
Don't put on my seatbelt.
Trying to get out of there as quick as possible.
Billy, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you.
You take your time. Don't be a jerk.
It's funny because
more time.
I get upset at people who do it, but I do it too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Just for what reason?
What?
Just to prove some sort
just
of point.
This is my.
Because the last guy that did it to you, you're trying to get back at that guy.
Mm. I'll be helpful. I'll point to a car that's like, I'm like 3 rows away from my car, but if it's like a crowded like Sawgrass Mall around us, like it's just like there's no spots, I'll like give a guy a look like.
I'm about to leave?
I give him the 3 maybe, 3. Going over like, yo, I'm leaving, man.
How the hell is he going to know what that means?
I have no idea what that
means. There's
no
way that he can get over 3 lanes.
That
while you
three
walk
that you did
when you do the, when you do the motion of like,
also.
I'm clearly this gesture, which is like my arm kind of going over my head. That's clearly a row. And I'm giving him the 3 sign. Like,
three
hey,
rows.
That way he knows when I walk through the car that I'm not going to the next row. I'm going 3 over.
Are you throwing up white power signs?
Yeah,
man?
That's
was
not,
I?
That's a different 3.
No, I do this
3. Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that other 3.
Is that 3 dead? We can't use that 3.
Don't do it.
This one's done. I can't. That emoji. That used to be my emoji of hey,
like an okay,
yeah, I'm okay, I'll see you later, okay. And then I was like, then they co-opted it. Now is it?
It's like in Glorious Bastards where you have to use this 3 instead of that 3.
Yep, depending on
but now we can't use that 3 anymore, so it's like, and we only got
there used
two,
to be a
couple
game with that
left.
Other one where you do a little circle, and if you don't pop the circle, you get punched.
That was a classic game,
yeah, but now you can't play that game anymore.
No, you can't,
game's dead, yeah,
unless you do it with like your pinky and your ring finger?
I just avoid it.
Or if you did it with other white supremacists.
Well.
Then you could do it.
You think that's a game now they exclusively own?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, they're loving it. They're loving it. They took something that was universal and they made it theirs.
Did you ever play that game? You know, the game I'm talking about?
Like, everybody played the game.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
This is like asking if you ever played the game, you know, if your hand is bigger than your face, did you have cancer?
Classic game.
Oh, man.
Let me see.
Oh, but you got to have somebody next to you, though.
Yeah.
Slap this.
Good night, everyone.
Speaking of games, Frogger is on Peacock. Oh, wait, there's more.
Frogger, the game is on Peacock?
Yeah, Peacock. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Kyle Brandt is the host.
What?
Yeah.
Is a TV show named Frogger?
There is.
Is it based on the Peacock. Video game?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of like a Wipeout, like the Floor is Lava game. You remember Floor is Lava?
It's like
on
eight
Netflix.
Games in one.
Yeah, well, it's
I play that
like,
with my 3-year-old.
Floor is Lava?
Yeah. Really? Did you see the show on Netflix?
No.
What?
You never really talked about this on the show.
It's really fun.
Yeah, me and Billy were
We tried to come up with a team.
Yeah.
We're on the team, obviously. I mean, you and I.
Yeah. We need a bigger team, though.
Yeah. We need two more. No, is it three? I think it's
three.
Yeah. Stiff competition here for the third. I pick Lewis.
There you go.
Have you guys seen the balloon game where you have to keep the balloon?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
We should do that.
I was going to ask you about Hitchhikers.
T-B-U-P.
But I did not like. I like the way the playing area is set up until they put a car in there.
I jump over the car. They were being too respectful.
Over
of that
the car?
Car.
Oh,
yeah,
I that car up.
Yeah,
100%. Like, oh, it's not my car.
Whoops, I broke the mirror.
Yeah, no, I'd jump all over on top of it and stuff.
Yeah. Stand on it, yeah.
Also, what are the rules? Because I feel like.
Don't let the balloon touch the floor.
No, but as far as like how I can hit the balloon, because I feel like they.
You just hit it down?
Yeah, they're hitting it upward. I'm like, no, spike that bitch. Like, just,
just hit it down.
Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously it won't go straight to the ground because at some point it still breaks, but I just felt like they were hitting it in a very kind of, let's keep this game going, let's keep this volley going, and I'm not trying to keep volleys going, I'm trying to win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know why they weren't spiking it. Damon Wayans Jr., the other host of Frogger. I like him.
Kyle Brandt, though. Odd combo. Head and gigs.
Yeah.
Angry runs.
Today he was dressed as Harry Potter yesterday.
I saw that.
I get upset about that, by the way. When like Hollywood actors get like game, look, hey man, you got movies, you got TV shows. Leave this reality shit to us.
I don't, but I, look.
They gotta get that money.
Yeah, do you think Damon Wayans Jr. was like, you know what?
Passing it up.
I have a big movie that's coming out, but I just love Frogger so much.
I just feel like they're greedy. It's too much.
They tell their agents, hey, I want to do TV shows. And then the agent comes back and says, listen. I got 3 offers and they're all reality shows. He goes, okay.
It's not reality, it's a competition.
Yeah.
He's got New Girl reruns. Doesn't he live off of that?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Does that show come on anywhere?
I don't know.
I don't understand this idea. Same thing with like The Rock. Hey, man, leave a couple jobs for us.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a basketball guy. Why are you doing a movie podcast?
I don't think you and The Rock
trying to spread your wings.
Well, that is his thing, though.
I mean, he's just trying to ascertain, man.
It's a podcast, though.
My point is, it's you trying to spread your wings creatively.
Do you think that The Rock has taken jobs from you?
Absolutely.
Which one?
Would you be on a KRS-One song?
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 7.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the one I should have
been. They made up, supposedly.
Supposedly.
The Rock and Vin Diesel, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, let me talk about Fast and Furious 9, by the way.
Let's talk about it. I'm just packing up because...
Why are you packing up? We're still...
Well, because Chris was rolling up his charger, and I want to roll up mine because I don't want this charger disappearing.
Yeah, I
gotta get ready.
This is more preventative measures.
Where are we going? I thought we were still in the car.
Tony, you ever do speaking of cars? You ever do at FIU the hitchhiking thing on like the very busy?
Oh, that's what I'm going to get.
Parking days where someone's like, "Hey, where are you parking?" You're like, "Oh, I'll take you to the car."
Or, no,
oh, just hop in. I'll take you to the car.
I never played that game.
No,
so
I had like 3 people jump in my car. I felt bad saying no, but.
Remember how you used to change the license plate?
That's true.
I couldn't let anybody see that.
Yeah, that's true.
So I didn't want
to. Yeah.
So Fast 9 starts in 1989 with a guy who's supposed to be Vin Diesel's character.
Yeah.
As a NASCAR pit boss or something.
Wait,
that's
what?
Right.
Yeah. Well,
I'm watching it and I'm like, what is happening here? What is he?
There's lots of jumping back and forth.
No, but also he's not old enough to be that old in 1989. Like that's a grown. He's not like a kid at the NASCAR race.
Teenager there.
He's not a teenager. He works on part of the pit crew.
Dad died, man. Come on.
Have some respect.
Show some respect.
That was his dad?
Oh my god.
I thought that was his brother.
Well, his brother was there too.
He died too.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't die. Because, my bad. Because it turns out it's John Cena, right? John
Cena's his brother. He's like the evil brother, right?
Jacob Toretto.
He's like an evil brother?
I like how they do the reveal. They do the reveal when the two cars are there and the motorcycle's on the ground, and he just looks at the window, and Dom Toretto looks back at him, and then he gives a smirk like, that's right, I'm the evil brother, and he drives off.
I love that. Chris, what do you think about it?
Good night, everyone. Hump day.